Good day, Cedar Creekers, and anyone else who's joined in online. My name is Justin Wickman, and I'm one of the pastors here at Cedar Creek Community Church. Welcome to a 10-minute devotional where I'll read a portion of Scripture, make a few observations, and then give you a question to ponder over a cup of coffee or something to journal about. Today, our chunk of Scripture is Daniel chapter 6. We've been going over the first six chapters of Daniel, and this is our last 10-minute devotional on this book of the Bible. If you would, open up your Bible or your Bible app and read along with me. Today I'll be reading from the ESV, Daniel chapter 6. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps, to be throughout the whole kingdom, and over them three high officials, of whom Daniel was one, to whom these satraps should give account, so that the king might suffer no loss. Then this Daniel became distinguished above all the other high officials and satraps, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. Then the high officials and the satraps sought to find a ground for complaint against Daniel with regard to the kingdom, but they could find no ground for complaint or any fault, because he was faithful, and no error or fault was found in him. Then these men said, "We shall not find any ground for complaint against this Daniel unless we find it in connection with the law of his God." Then these high officials and satraps came by agreement to the king and said to him, "O King Darius, live forever. All the high officials of the kingdom, the prefects and the satraps, the counselors and the governors, are agreed that the king should establish an ordinance and enforce an injunction that whoever makes petition to any god or man for 30 days, except to you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the injunction and sign the document so that it cannot be changed, according to which the law of the Medes and the Persians, which cannot be revoked." Therefore, King Darius signed the document and injunction. When Daniel knew that the document had been signed, he went to his house, where he had windows in his upper chamber open toward Jerusalem. He got down on his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he had done previously. Then these men came by agreement and found Daniel making petition and plea before his God. Then they came near and said before the king concerning the injunction, "O king, did you not sign an injunction that anyone who makes petition to any god or man within 30 days, except to you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions?" The king answered and said, "The thing stands fast, according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which cannot be revoked." Then they answered and said before the king, "Daniel, who is one of the exiles from Judah, pays no attention to you, O king, or the injunction you have signed, but makes his petition 3 times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, was much distressed, and set his mind to deliver Daniel, and he labored till the sun went down to rescue him. Then these men came by agreement to the king and said to the king, "Know, O king, that it is the law of the Medes and the Persians that no injunction or ordinance that the king establishes can be changed." Then the king commanded, and Daniel was brought and cast into the den of lions. The king declared to Daniel, "May your God, whom you serve continually, deliver you." And a stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet, and with the signet of his lords, that nothing might be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and spent the night fasting. No diversions were brought to him, and sleep fled from him. Then, at break of day, the king arose and went in haste to the den of lions. As he came near to the den where Daniel was, he cried out in a tone of anguish. The king declared to Daniel, "O Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lions?" Then Daniel said to the king, "O king, live forever. My God sent an angel, his angel, and shut the lions' mouths, and they have not harmed me, because I was found blameless before him, and also before you, O king. I have done no harm." Then the king was exceedingly glad and commanded that Daniel be taken up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no kind of harm was found on him, because he had trusted in his God. And the king commanded, and those men who had maliciously accused Daniel were brought and cast into the den of lions, they, their children, and their wives. And before they reached the bottom of the den, the lions overpowered them and broke all their bones in pieces. Then King Darius wrote to all the peoples, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, "Peace be multiplied to you. I make a decree that in all my royal dominion people are to tremble in fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, enduring forever. His kingdom shall never be destroyed, and his dominion shall be to the end. He delivers and rescues. He works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. He who has saved Daniel from the power of the lions." So this Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian. So the more and more I think from reading and studying these first six chapters of Daniel, I am overwhelmingly impressed with him, with this man of faith. So he's really endured some difficult and quite frankly extreme circumstances. He was re-educated by a foreign power when Jerusalem was taken captive. By God's grace, he was able to provide Nebuchadnezzar both with a dream and its interpretation. Recently, we saw him delivering bad news to the king about a dream that he had had. And now he's under the threat of being thrown into the lion's den if he worships and prays to God. What a man of faith. Now, there's a whole lot of things I noticed as I read through this chapter and really tried to dig into it. But there's one thing I wanted to talk about that stood out to me the most. And it's located in verse 10. So let's read verse 10. When Daniel knew that the document had been signed, he went to his house, where he had windows in his upper chamber open toward Jerusalem. He got down on his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he had done previously. So I want to point out a few things in this verse. First, Daniel knew that this document, the injunction, had been signed, and that if he was caught praying and petitioning and giving thanks to God, he would be thrown into the lion's den. And yet he did it anyways. Secondly, he wasn't ashamed of his prayers and petitions. It was his habit to have his windows open and to pray towards Jerusalem. Not only did he have his windows open and that he did this once, but he did this three times a day. And third, and I think the most important part, is wrapped up in the last five words of this verse, where it says, as he had done previously. As he had done previously. See, Daniel had built a habit of pressing into God three times a day. Just like we eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Daniel ate spiritual food three times a day. This was his normal. This was his routine. This was his habit. See, we see a glimpse in those few words in how this man of faith was able to endure all of these difficult hardships and keep his faith. He had made a habit of pressing into God. He had made a habit of spending time with the Lord. He had a habit of worship and prayer and giving thanks three times a day. Now, there's a good amount of scripture surrounding this idea, the idea of making a habit of seeking the Lord, giving thanks, praying, studying scripture, and just overall leaning into God, and how it's critical for our well-being. One of the verses I'm reminded of is in Proverbs 13:4, where it says, "The soul of the sluggard craves and gets nothing, while the soul of the diligent is richly supplied." We have to ask ourselves, are we diligently seeking God? And if so, we can be richly supplied from him. Not necessarily materially, but spiritually. Spiritually, Daniel was able to endure all of these difficult things because he was doing this. He was diligently seeking the Lord. And in this proverb, we see the contrast of this. Are we spiritual sluggards? Do we hop from one teaching to the next, always learning, but never applying what we learn? Are we spiritual sluggards? Another verse I'm reminded of is in Romans 12:2, where it says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." Being transformed by the renewing of our minds isn't just a one-and-done thing. It's a process. We don't just read our Bible once through and somehow assimilate all wisdom and knowledge. It takes effort and training, diligence and hard work. But if we put the effort into forming these biblical habits of seeking the Lord, being transformed by the renewing of our minds, we will learn to be able to discern the will of God in the circumstances and situations in our lives. And the last verse that comes to mind as I think about Daniel and how he had this biblical habit is in Hebrews 5:14, where it says, "But solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil." Our powers of discernment on what to do, on how to handle difficult things, or just everyday situations, are trained by constant practice. See, now with that word, practice, practice implies that the more we do this, the more times we will succeed and the more times we will fail. But if we stick with it, we can learn from both our successes and our failures. All of us have heard the adage, practice makes perfect. If we practice these things, we will grow in them. And so today we can reflect on our lives and ask ourselves if our routines and habits are building us closer to God or are leading us astray. Are we acting like Daniel, making a habit of leaning into the Lord? Or are we acting, like in Proverbs 13:4 says, like a spiritual sluggard? So, as we reach our 10-minute mark and wrap up here, I want to leave us with a thought, a question to ponder, or to journal about today. What habits is God convicting you to begin to form in your life? What habits is God convicting you to begin to form in your life? Thank you for joining me on this 10-minute devotional. And in the words of Paul in 2 Thessalonians 3:16, now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way. The Lord be with you all.